Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. EFT Tapping, Quick and Simple Exercises to De-Stress, Re-Energize, and Overcome Emotional Problems. Using Emotional Freedom Technique by Mike Moreland provides a comprehensive guide to mastering the art of emotional freedom technique, EFT Tapping, a holistic healing process designed to alleviate physical pain, reduce emotional distress, and foster overall well-being. By integrating Chinese acupressure points with modern psychology, EFT tapping offers a unique and effective approach to tackling various problems, ranging from anxiety and depression to chronic pain and stress. Moreland's book is structured to introduce readers to the foundational aspects of EFT, followed by step-by-step exercises that are easy to follow, making the healing power of EFT accessible to everyone, regardless of their familiarity with the technique. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding EFT tapping, EFT, or emotional freedom techniques, also known as tapping, is a holistic healing method that combines principles from ancient Chinese acupressure and modern psychology. The technique itself involves tapping with your fingertips on specific meridian points on the body while focusing on negative emotions or physical sensations. The premise is that by doing so, one can reduce the intensity of or completely dissipate the negative emotions. Mike Moreland's book provides a deep dive into the origins and theory behind EFT, showcasing its development and explaining why it is thought to be effective. This section also offers a critical examination of current research on EFT, presenting evidence from various scientific studies that demonstrate its effectiveness in reducing stress, anxiety, PTSD symptoms, and even physical pain. Secondly, step-by-step guide to EFT tapping techniques. One of the core components of this book is the detailed step-by-step guide to performing EFT tapping techniques. Mike Moreland excels in breaking down the EFT process into digestible segments, making it accessible for beginners. This section includes clear instructions, diagrams, and tips to ensure correct tapping methods. Moreland outlines the basic EFT sequence, which covers key tapping points such as the eyebrow, side of the eye, under the eye, under the nose, chin, beginning of the collarbone, and under the arm. Besides the standard protocol, the book delves into advanced tapping strategies designed for specific issues like anxiety, depression, and chronic pain, offering readers a versatile toolkit to manage their emotional and physical health. Thirdly, addressing emotional problems with EFT, EFT tapping is lauded for its ability to address a wide range of emotional problems effectively. Moreland elaborates on how to use EFT tapping to confront and work through issues such as anxiety, depression, phobias, emotional trauma, and stress. This segment provides readers with practical exercises aimed at specific emotional challenges. Moreland also discusses the importance of targeting the root causes of these emotional disturbances and using EFT tapping to process and release these deeply held negative emotions. Through real-life examples and case studies, readers gain insight into how EFT can be applied in various scenarios, providing a roadmap for healing and emotional freedom. Fourthly, using EFT for physical health and pain management, EFT tapping doesn't just address emotional issues, it's also an effective tool for managing physical health problems. In this section, Mike Moreland covers how EFT can be utilized to alleviate chronic pain, headaches, fatigue, and other physical symptoms. The book explores the mind-body connection, suggesting that emotional stress can often manifest as physical discomfort or disease. Through EFT tapping, individuals can tap into this connection, addressing the emotional roots of their physical ailments, which can lead to significant relief. This part of the book offers guided tapping exercises tailored to different physical conditions, empowering readers to take control of their physical well-being alongside their emotional health. Lastly, developing a personal EFT practice. The final key topic presented by Moreland is the development of a personalized EFT tapping routine. This chapter encourages readers to incorporate EFT into their daily lives, providing advice on creating a consistent practice that fits individual lifestyles and needs. Moreland emphasizes the importance of regular tapping sessions to maximize the benefits of EFT, suggesting ways to integrate tapping into daily routines, set personal goals, and track progress. Additionally, The book addresses common challenges that beginners may face, such as skepticism, lack of motivation, or encountering emotional resistance during tapping sessions. Through practical advice and motivational insights, Moreland guides readers to cultivate a sustainable and effective EFT tapping practice that can lead to lasting change. In conclusion, EFT tapping, quick and simple exercises to de-stress, re-energize, and overcome emotional problems. Using Emotional Freedom Technique by Mike Moreland is an essential read for anyone looking to explore an alternative and effective method for managing stress, emotional challenges, and physical health issues. Its comprehensive guide to EFT tapping makes it suitable for both beginners and those familiar with the technique. The book's step-by-step exercises, practical advice, and holistic approach encourage self-healing and self-care. Readers who are seeking to improve their overall well-being, those grappling with emotional or physical pain, and individuals interested in holistic health practices will find valuable resources and insights in this book. By demystifying EFT and making it accessible, Moreland offers a powerful tool for personal transformation and healing that can deeply benefit one's life. If you would like to support Mike Moreland, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.